KJW Mobile.
W4DJW-KF4WWC, good evening, sir.
How are you?
Matt.
What news with you?
Well, I'm thinking I might be going to the mom's house to hopefully grab a weed eater and come back down to the property to weed eat for somebody real quick.
Forget to grab your safety goggles. That weed eating, every time I do that, there's little pieces of sticks and stuff flying through the air all the time. Hold you up. Be careful out there. K4WWV, W4WWZ, W4DJW Mobile.
Well, hang on a minute. I never said I was done talking.
I thought you were grabbing it and running. It sounded like you grabbed something and ran.
I'm just on a Jersey Road. What in the... Okie dokie. Okay. Now, I'm just driving on a windy road. It's actually Blackberry Valley Road. It's a pretty windy road.
That's when I used to work at Michelin. I took that road going to Michelin, the back way in, instead of coming down 25. Sometimes that was quicker, especially if there was a backlog on 85. And that is a windy road. I used to take that road at 60 miles an hour in a 59 Chevrolet pickup. And sometimes I was afraid that thing was going to come up on two wheels.
Understand, if the speed limit on Blackberry Valley Road is 35 miles an hour. But in all honesty, I think it should be 25. I mean, there's curves in there, you just can't do 35 miles an hour. It's not possible.
Nobody else is on the road, it is possible.
You might have to take a detour through the woods.
I used to think that was going to happen. I was going to plow a path through the woods, but knock on wood, that never happened. This was like 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
I guarantee you, you're the only one that's attempted to do that.
I wasn't the only one. I passed several cars going in the opposite direction doing the same thing.
For how a wreck did not ensue.
Yeah, I sent out a beacon the same time you talked that time. Say that I was at a red light and I took off it. Smart beaconing means send out a beacon when you do that, and so it covered you up. Say that again.
I'm wondering how a wreck has not happened because of that kind of stuff on that road.
I'm sure it has. I'm sure there have been plenty of wrecks on that road. We're all ready, Chandler.
I'm heading to the house right now. I just got off work at 6:30.
I'm out bird hunting for supper tonight over at Zaxby's. You ever been bird hunting at Zaxby's?
Because I hunt. It's already cooked. It's already killed. I can't go to Zaxby's because I have severe food allergies.
There, it's not much of a hunt. Hunting's nowhere near it was back when hunter-gatherers were very, very popular. But we're still hunter-gatherers, right? Another hot one tomorrow?
Oh, man!
The breather today, my air conditioning's out, and it was still hot upstairs, but it's going to be a scorcher tomorrow upstairs.
I agree. Well, we'll get
to
it.
We will survive.
As the song says, that's the way we we do it.
And doing any studying for your upgrade yet?
Really need to. I'm stuck in the thought process because I don't know if I want to attempt building my own antennas first or if I'm just going to go outright and just start studying and go ahead and get my general.
I did for a while after I got my license. I started off with a general. I took three tests. That's back when you had to take CW. I took three of the tests, passed all three, so I had a general, but I kept transmitting where I shouldn't be transmitting. because I wasn't an extra. So that was my big motivator. You got to have a motivator like that to get you going.
How's that? Well, I may just start studying tonight. And, I know there was just recently a testing session at the Red Cross, but that's not for another month again, right?
The third Saturday of every month. So every month that goes by on the third Saturday, they have, well, I, for the most part, there might be an exception, I don't know. But for the most part, it's the third Saturday of every month at the 940 Grove Road in Greenville, Red Cross building.
Well, I have a destination at the house, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7:30, and I'll do my best to start getting on that studying tonight. So, the next test I'm thinking will be the third Saturday in July, so let me make it a note to try and study and take that test by July.
I mean, because I'm turning into Zaxby's parking lot. Got to get the gun out, see if I can get a bird. Anyway, have a good time. Enjoy your studying tonight. KO4WWZ, W4DJW, Mobile Stationary.
Hey, Dave, quick question. How much of the HF bands can I transmit on with my general voice?
Google amateur radio band plan and download the band plan. And it'll tell you what sections of what bands you can have at what license level. So that's the only quantitative answer to that question.
I actually come across a radio called the Icon 7100. I want that thing. But I'm going 73. Hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you for the Tuesday, Dave.
All right, Chandler. Enjoy your evening. KO4WWZ, W4DJW.